This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called for scaling up successful strategies, reaffirming India's commitment to eliminate tuberculosis or TB from India. He also lauded the significant progress made in early detection and treatment of TB patients in 2024. The Prime Minister chaired a high-level review meeting on the National TB Elimination Programme at his residence yesterday. He also reviewed the recently concluded 100-day TB Mukt Bharat Abhiyan covering high-focus districts. During the campaign, 12.97 crore vulnerable individuals were screened and 7.19 lakh TB cases were detected, including 2.85 lakh asymptomatic cases. Prime Minister Narendra Modi gave a strong message to Islamabad, saying that there is no place left in Pakistan where terrorists can breathe in peace. He said India has the capability to eliminate terrorists in their homes. Mr. Modi said this while interacting with the air warriors and soldiers at Air Force Station Adampur in Punjab.
पाकिस्तान में ऐसा कोई ठिकाना नहीं है जहां बैठकर आतंकवादी चैन की सांस ले सके हम घर में घुसकर मारेंगे और बचने का एक मौका तक नहीं देंगे और हमारे ड्रोन्स हमारी मिसाइलें उनके बारे में तो सोचकर पाकिस्तान को कई दिन तक नींद नहीं आएगी.
Hailing the success of Operation Sindoor, the Prime Minister said India has destroyed 9 terrorist camps and eliminated over 100 terrorists in Pakistan.
9 आतंकी ठिकाने बर्बाद हुए, 100 से ज्यादा आतंकियों की मौत हुई. आतंक के आंकड़ों को अब समझ आ गया है, भारत की ओर नजर उठाने का एक ही अंजाम होगा तबाही. भारत में निर्दोष लोगों का खून बहाने का एक ही अंजाम होगा विनाश और महाविनाश.
The Prime Minister lauded the courage, valour and professionalism of the armed forces in protecting the nation during Operation Sindoor. The Government of India has declared a Pakistani staff working at the Pakistan High Commission in New Delhi persona non grata for indulging in activities not in keeping with his official status in India. Ministry of External Affairs said in a statement that the Pakistani staff has been asked to leave India within 24 hours. The Charge d'Affaires of Pakistan High Commission was issued a demarche to this effect yesterday. Union Home Minister Amit Shah reviewed the implementation of 3 new criminal laws in Puducherry yesterday. The discussion focused on the progress and current status of key provisions concerning police, prisons, courts, prosecution and forensic services. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Shah called for registration of FIR in Tamil language only and ensuring its availability in other languages to whosoever requires it. Union Minister for Electronics and Information Technology Ashwini Vaishnaw inaugurated new state-of-the-art design facilities located in Noida and Bengaluru, highlighting the uniqueness of the new facility. Mr. Vaishnaw stated that this is India's first design centre to work on cutting-edge 3-nanometer chip design, a milestone that firmly places India in the global league of semiconductor innovation.
We started the new conductor design centre of Renesas. The key point about this center is, first time in our country, 3-nanometer chips, which are most advanced, will be designed here in India end-to-end. Second, many of the colleges where we have given the software tools, now we will be giving them a microcontroller-based hardware kit, which can be used to develop many products. That will be given to the 270 academic institutions in which we have set up the EDA tools.
The government has officially declared 23rd of September as the date for celebrating Ayurveda Day each year. In a statement, the Ayush Ministry stated that this change, notified through a gazette notification, marks a significant shift from the earlier practice of observing Ayurveda Day on Dhanteras. And in football, hosts India sealed the top spot in Group B of the SAF Under-19 Championship with a dominant 4-0 win over Nepal in Upia, Arunachal Pradesh yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.